The impossible has become reality. John Cena is a heel. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ring Knowers, Episode 2. The speaker, Connor Newt, with you, and my tag team partner, my co-host, Christian Skelton. Boy, did we have a week.
What a time to be alive.
What a weekend.
Wow. I still can't believe it happened, to be honest with you. I mean, we were texting during the whole thing, and I was just like what do you say to that? I mean,
I had no words.
My mom said that when I got home that night, because I was here at the station, she said when I got home that night that I looked distraught, according to her. I wasn't like heartbroken like some of these, I hate to say marks because I feel like that's a weird term, but like some of these people were. But I was just, I would say distraught in quotes, as in like that's how shocked I was.
Yeah.
I still just couldn't believe that it actually happened.
No, I told you for a solid day and a half. I was just, it still hasn't set in for me that John Cena's a heel. It probably will when I see his entrance and whatever he decides to wear. It kind of set in last night on Raw when I saw the match card or whatever.
See, that made it said do the opposite for me. Because I thought to myself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take this seriously. Because I saw that and I just started cackling laughing because he's just,
it's hilarious.
His little meme mode.
If you haven't seen it, go look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. He just looks so mad for no reason. But I think that's funny. So, you kind of gave your answer already, but what's your initial reaction to the biggest plot twist? For context, for those who live under a rock, the whole story between, we talked about last time, Cody Rhodes and The Rock, Cody selling his soul. Cody says words I can't say on the air because the FCC would fine us.
Yeah.
It looks like Cena obviously wins the Elimination Chamber, first of all. Cena and Cody share a moment in the ring. Cena gives him a hug. Then you see The Rock kind of cross his neck, slit in the throat. Cena backs off and kicks Cody where no man should ever be kicked.
See, I want to ask you about this. So I think we talked about this off air already, but whenever they zoomed in on Cena at first and he's doing the mean mug, I did not think that was him.
Like, I didn't either.
Like, people were comparing it to, like, Rock was, like, programming him like he was the Winter Soldier. I didn't think it was like that. I thought that was him saying, like, don't you touch him,
yeah,
to the Rock.
No,
that's
did,
what
too.
I thought it was.
That's why I was so shocked, because, like, it all made sense afterwards. Yeah. I was like, oh.
No, yeah, it still didn't set in for me until he actually kicked him in the family jewels. That's when it actually set in for
no
me.
No man's
like,
land.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no man's land. I was like, wow, okay. I mean, I didn't just say, wow, okay. I kind of was like, what?
Well, I'll just say this. Why was Travis Scott there?
Oh, I have no idea. It's so random. Like,
now, this is according to Dave Meltzer, so take whatever you say, yeah, with he says is a grain of salt. But apparently, Cody Rhodes has a busted eardrum and a black eye, thanks to Travis Scott, who apparently doesn't know wrestling is fake.
No, yeah, he smacked the crap out of him.
He,
I mean,
he hit him. He hit him hard.
I will say, yeah, I actually love that they didn't bleep it out because,
oh yeah,
like I think one thing that, like, you know, whenever it moved over to Netflix, we were like, oh man, they're gonna be F-bombing every week and there's gonna be blood every week. I like that it's not that way because it makes, when something like this happens, it makes it so much more meaningful.
It's,
you know,
it's more special.
Yeah,
it feels like,
and it makes it feel like a bigger deal. Like, and he's just like, hey, Rock, go yourself. I'm like, oh, okay. And I still, I was cracking up that video we saw yesterday of Michael Cole. Just give him a standing ovation. Yeah, as he says that.
Michael Cole's reaction to the whole moment was hilarious because he goes from, you know, top of the world, all right, to no, no.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I also thought it was hilarious when I wrote this down. I said, I loved how confused John looked, like, at first. Like, I think he, obviously we know why now. He was just,
yeah,
completely overselling it, but he was just looking around like, oh, what is going on? Like, he didn't know what was happening. Like, as as The Rock and Travis were coming out, I just thought that was hilarious. And yeah, I said this, it's not just wrestling. I have never been more shocked at a plot twist in my entire life in anything. Any
no.
show or movie I've ever watched. I was just like, like, you could have given me 1,000 guesses that would have been guess 1,000 as to what would have happened.
I never saw it as an option. I always thought, you know, Cena's been a face for 20 years. He's the face of this company. He's basically Superman. So why would they ever turn him heel? It never really was a mindset for me that this was even a possibility until it happened. And now I'm like, Oh, I want to see more heel Cena. I want to see it hard. I was talking to Chase when it happened. He said, this is your 1990 WCW Bash at the Beach. Obviously, we weren't around for that, but that is highly regarded as the biggest heel turn of all time. Maybe I'm biased because I'm young and I saw this one live, but for me, this one may be bigger.
I think it's really hard to judge for me personally because obviously, like you said, we were not a thought in anybody's brain when that happened. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think it's definitely the biggest turn since then, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close. I think the shock value of it, the gravity of it, too. I mean, this is John Cena's retiring in like 10 months.
Yeah.
More like 9 now, and now he just turned heel for the first time in like 20 years.
Which makes me think, once he finishes this movie that he's doing, I think he flew back to Africa after Elimination Chamber. Once he finishes, he's going to be around a whole lot more, feels like.
I would hope so. I mean, there is an old interview he did with Chris Van Vliet where he was talking about, like, yeah, if I turned heel, you know, I'd show up less, you know, because that's kind of what the heel does.
Disrespectful. I'd give up. I've seen that.
The memes have been incredible.
Yeah, give up.
Break a wish. I mean, it's just, wow. But, yeah, it's insane. I mean, he's literally doing Make-A-Wish stuff before the Chamber match.
Yeah.
Hours before he turns
heel. Those poor kids didn't sleep that night.
But also, I want to get you. Did you love the mic drop? Because I love
it. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I didn't want him to say anything yet.
The press conference afterwards, Cena, you know, walks in. Everyone's ready to ask him questions. He picks up the mic, drops it, and leaves.
I saw somebody say, like, he's selling this so good already because it literally looks like The Rock took his soul.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he walked in there.
He looks emotionless.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't look like he has any emotions whatsoever, and it's awesome. I'm very glad. First off, the actual Chamber match, I was very glad John won.
It was really good.
It was a great match.
Great match. All the right people went out at the right times. Drew going out first was shocking, but I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, it was kind of funny, but I'm so sick of them trying to put him with Damian. Like, I don't even hate Damian like that, but like, no, this is stupid.
We talked about it last time. I think Damian Priest and LA Knight is the move, but
yeah. Or you mean Drew and LA Knight?
Drew and LA Knight, not Damian.
Yeah, I will say, I know we don't like Logan very much, but him coming up with the American flag was
face
hilarious.
Face turn
that was
for Logan
awesome.
Paul. That was awesome. He went out at the right time by the right person, too, because he eliminated Punk in the Rumble, and then Punk takes him.
He got an FU Logan chant before he even came into the match. Like, that's how much he's hated. So, I mean, I
don't blame him. I hate Logan Paul. I think you're supposed to hate Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think he's doing his job greatly because of that.
I mean, I'm coming around to the fact that he's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's great on the mic.
I'm just glad at all costs we have avoided Logan and Cena at WrestleMania. That's all I cared about.
Thank goodness.
The Punk and Cena face off at first, and then they hug. I was like, man, that was just great.
I loved that. A completely different story now, which I want to get into later.
Yeah. Well, see, and another thing. Oh, another thing I wrote down that was one of my favorite parts of the match, how they eliminated Seth. It was just an AA-GTS combo where they kind of just teamed up on him. That was awesome.
You're talking about the Winter Soldier. That made me think of Civil War where it's
Captain
America and Bucky
going
after Iron Man. I was like, this is childhood right here. This is cinema.
Yeah. One other thing I wrote down, I said this is probably exactly what Punk would have done
from
a real life standpoint because like, I remember listening to an interview, and he's like, they're like, well, what would you? He's like, well, the Rumble is not how I would have booked it. He's like, I'd have booked it. I had Cena throw me over the top rope. That's how I would have booked it.
But, yeah. Which I think John winning the Chamber makes me like Jey Uso winning the Rumble more.
Yeah, it doesn't make me mind it as much.
Like, I think I'm okay with it.
I see what they were thinking now, obviously.
I've come to terms with it now.
I don't know if Rock just wasn't available for the Rumble or what, but obviously they did it the right way.
Yeah.
This was definitely the right way to do it.
We went from 0 to 100 on the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, not like
quickly
in an instant.
Like,
and
I was calling it filler mania because I wasn't too on board with it. But now you've set up obviously Cena and a heel Cena and Cody Rhodes are going to go at it, which I think is better than regular Cena. Versus
I think it's better than the face versus face Cena because like our face versus face Cena versus Cody because like that match would be good. Don't get me wrong. Like I think that would still be a
they're
really
both
good,
draws.
It'd still be a fun story and everything. But like this makes it so much better.
Oh, it's and
I think Cody's gonna be on SmackDown Friday, right? So at least
hear
from him.
So you're gonna. I mean, The Rock could get involved.
There's so much stuff we could see here. I mean, We got a heel Cena for the first time in 20 years. We could see a new theme song. Personally, I hope he just takes one of those songs off the rap album.
Yeah.
And just uses one of those.
That's
the one. That's the one he needs to use if he doesn't. See, I feel like Thuganomics doesn't really work for him anymore.
No.
Not because it's not a great song.
No,
but like,
leave it for the doctor.
This stage in his career, like, he's not going to be the doctor of Thuganomics. Yeah.
Leave it for the doctor.
People have been comparing it to, like, Vader and everything.
It's awesome.
The memes have been terrific of The Rock as Sidious and stuff.
Well,
I mean,
on that match, do you think he should get number 17 as a heel?
First of all, let me just say, yes, he needs to get 17, period.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to happen.
I've seen people be saying this, and I'm kind of coming around to it, to where they're like, if you don't have John win this match, then what was the point of turning him heel?
Mm.
To where also, it's kind of the same thing with Jay. Like, if Jay doesn't beat Gunther, then what was the point of having him win the Rumble?
I think we're trending towards Cena winning at Mania.
I think so, too.
Dethroning Cody, and then we get a heel run of Cena, where it's the opposite of the open challenges. He just refuses to defend it.
He just never defends the title.
I think that would be really funny.
That would be pretty funny.
But, I mean, I'm excited for a heel Cena.
Oh, me too. I'm stoked for it. And here's one thing I've been meddling about over the past few days, and I think I've finally decided what I'm going to do. So John Cena is probably my favorite wrestler ever, just growing up and everything. But Cody is my favorite wrestler right now. So I also have a decision to make. But after much thought and consideration, I think I'm saying if John Cena is a heel, I'll be a heel with him all day. So
C-Nation,
baby. I think I am Team Cena in this match. Not that I don't love Cody. I love Cody, but if somebody's going to dethrone him, it needs to be John Cena.
I quote tweeted this the other day. The world we live in, as far as who is a babyface and who is a heel, is absolute insanity.
Oh, it's crazy.
Cena is a heel. The Rock is a heel. Drew McIntyre is a heel. But then you look at the baby faces, Cody Rhodes, who was always a heel before he came back, is a face.
CM Punk,
who I'm not fully sold is a full-on baby face.
He's a tweener. Like
he's a tweener.
About, yeah.
The funniest one to me is Randy Orton as a face.
Oh, yeah.
While Cena is a heel. Randy Orton is my favorite of all time, so it's kind of weird to see that.
I saw somebody tweet the Rock Goosebumps clip with it said, face AJ Styles against heel Cena at Clash in Paris. And I was like,
Clash in Paris.
I was like, that would actually be awesome.
Forgot they were doing Clash in Paris. But back to the point, the Chamber pay-per-view as a whole set up potential WrestleMania matches. You've got, obviously, Cody and Cena is happening. I think we're working into Punk and Seth in some capacity, whether that's, obviously, they're doing a steel cage match next week.
And I want to get into last night because that was crazy.
Oh, we're definitely getting into last night. But Punk and Seth are going to be in the ring in some capacity, maybe with Roman Reigns. Not sure on that, hopefully. If they all just hate each other, like you said last week, I think that would be fun. Just beating the heck out of each other just because of pure hatred.
Yeah. Just send Roman to catering. He doesn't need to do anything at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Kevin and Sammy was a phenomenal match. I think they've written Sammy off for WrestleMania, it feels like, because they said last night on Raw.
Out indefinitely. Yeah, which I guess that makes sense.
To me, that screams he's coming back Raw after Mania, or even during WrestleMania, because I think we're getting...
Maybe this was them giving Sammy a break for Ramadan. Maybe that's why they did this. I'm so serious.
No, seriously could be.
That's probably why they did that way. But yeah. First of all, I just want to appreciate the fact that you called it as far as Randy coming back. Randy's going to come at the end of that.
I was telling you for a week.
You definitely called it. Yeah, Charles Robinson died in this match, by the way.
I felt so bad. Poor Charles.
He didn't count to three, and Kevin just killed him for no reason. I mean, goodness. But yeah, Cole's commentary was great in this match. Both these guys are awesome sellers. I mean, some of the best sellers in the entire
That's
company.
One of the better matches they've had. In a while.
Yeah, it was just classic Sammy.
I knew going into it, it was going to be a great match because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn always put on a banger. They haven't done it since Battleground of 2018?
Yeah.
17? Something like that. That was one of the best matches ever.
Yeah.
But I knew going into this was going to be crazy. I love psychotic Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I love him. I think he's awesome.
And see, I feel like one of the reasons I love that is it brings out a side of Sammy that we usually don't see too.
Because Sammy's so intense. And then, of course.
I mean, when's the last time we saw barbed wire?
Yeah.
Before Saturday. I was like, wow. Just they still use that.
Well, even like you said, the selling was incredible. Sammy takes a barbed wire chair to Kevin at one point, and Kevin is like actually crying. It looked incredible. I was like, there's no way that doesn't actually hurt him.
Yeah, for sure. That's got to actually hurt.
Like he's definitely, those are real tears.
Yeah.
Of course, that match ends. Kevin Owens takes out Sami Zayn indefinitely and then snaps and goes back at him. Voices comes
on. I guess he was going to give him the pile driver again onto the concrete.
Here comes Randy. Randy takes out KO, scares him away, and then for some reason takes out like 8 security members in classic Randy Orton fashion.
I kind of feel bad. He definitely doesn't care because of the two guys it happened with. I feel bad for Randy. His last two big returns have just been completely, I don't want to say stepped on, but like other big things have happened during. Because this the last one,
they go hand
Survivor
in hand.
Series, was Punk coming back.
They go hand
and
in
then
hand.
Elimination Chamber, at least that wasn't like the same match. It was kind of like, that one was separated at least a little bit. But still, nobody's talking about Randy coming back. Every time John Cena turned heel.
We're talking about Randy coming back.
Yeah.
I'm excited Randy's back.
I guess I
love Randy
on like a huge scope.
No.
Yeah.
It is a huge thing. Because that's a WrestleMania match that's going to happen.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
I guess I was just thinking like outside of the wrestling sphere. Because like for instance, they were talking about Randy Orton coming back on First Take yesterday. They were talking about John Cena turning heel. That's what I was talking about.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I doubt he really cares. Let's be honest. It's,
yeah, I know.
It's Randy.
It's like, Randy. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's probably, I would love to have him on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Personally. I have always been under the impression for a long time that he's one of the nicest guys in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
He's like their Undertaker. Yeah. Sort of a leader, whatever he says goes in the locker room kind of guy. Let's move to Raw last night. CM Punk opens the show. He's got some words for The Rock and John Cena. Here's what he had to say to The Rock.
Listen up, Dwayne, you bald fraud. Jeez. You think because you're on the board of directors you're immune from criticism? Well, you don't know who you're dealing with. You are dealing with the best in the world. Middle-aged and crazy, walked back into the WWE after 10 years and literally marched through hell to receive opportunities at the big dance. And you, Mr. Midlife Crisis, just decide to walk in when you feel like it and hide behind the fact that you think you're a bigger star than everybody here. I would love to say all of this to your face, but you have not graced us with your presence to do your bullshit. To hit your arm, to pretend that you care about this business that gives you goosebumps. I have never been so delusional. I have never been so desperate to wear a fake title. I have never been so desperate to wear a fake title and proclaim myself the people's champion because I don't deserve it. I earn it. I have never been so desperate to sell my soul.
Bald fraud.
Bald fraud.
Oh my gosh.
Both of them are bald frauds.
Both of them, but that was for Dwayne. I mean, I had to censor it a little bit because he says some no-no words, but.
maybe a top five CM Punk promo ever. Honestly.
I mean, after that, I was like, CM Punk, maybe one of the best on the mic ever.
Yeah.
Like,
I was just. How does he just come up? It looked like he didn't even write any of that. It looked like he just came up with it all on the fly.
He was just shooting.
He was literally just shooting, yeah.
It was like
the goosebumps line is what really like just sent me over the edge.
Sitting there like, hitting his arm.
Because I was like, he definitely has seen people make fun of The Rock for that before. That's definitely where he got that from. Because people make fun of that all the time. Like, all right, maybe he just has, it was that one tweet we saw where it's like, maybe The Rock just has a skin condition. He doesn't actually have goosebumps.
I think my favorite part about him even interacting with The Rock is that he still just calls him Dwayne.
Oh, yeah.
After what? 12 years.
It's like Bret Hart still calling Goldberg Bill Goldberg. It's the same thing. It really is the same thing. But yeah, I mean, what a brawl, too. I literally love how as soon as Seth's music hit, Punk just ran over there. He didn't even, no hesitation. He was like, all right, yeah. I'm gonna
well, even before the brawl, Punk had words for John Cena. Here's what he had to say.
You can't see me? Well, now we can all see through you. You stole something from me in the Elimination Chamber. A match that after 20 years of hustle, loyalty, and respect, I gave you the benefit of the doubt when you didn't qualify. I thought what you did in the past secured your future. You're not gonna fool me twice. Hustle, loyalty, and respect for 20 plus years, and now everybody sees what I've known all along, that you've been selling all these people and all these kids bullshit. Who gave up in the Elimination Chamber? It wasn't me. You'll never see CM Punk give up on his dreams of main eventing WrestleMania. Ironically, Mr. Don't Quit, Mr. Don't Give Up, you gave up on yourself. You gave up on all of these people. You gave up on all those kids. The joke's on you. I'm going to see you down the road, and I'm going to get my hands on the both of you bald frauds. And when I do, you're going to make a wish that I never did.
I mean, if that doesn't set up a Punk Cena match later down the line, I don't know what does.
Yeah, that's definitely happening at some point. And
Cena as a heel, I should clarify.
Here's what I hope happens, and I think I told you this. I kind of would like to see Punk be the one that eventually brings Cena back, which would be kind of ironic, I think, because most of the time when Punk and Cena have fought each other, well, every time, Punk's been the heel and Cena's been the babyface.
Right.
I think it'd be kind of cool to just turn that around and then like have Punk be the one and be like, John, what are you doing, man? Come on, you're better than this.
I would bank on the fact that John Cena's coming back to the light before he retires.
Oh, 100%.
He's got to go out. Ride off into the sunset as a hero. But, as we were saying earlier, this heel run, it's going to be like unlike anything we've ever seen before. Like, different side of John Cena. I'm curious if he goes full Rock and just, like, insults the crowd.
I would hope so. Or does he just become a real Winter Soldier and just never talks ever again?
Ever.
He just never says anything. That's what it looked like he was going to do on Saturday.
Ever again. But to your point, Punk and Rollins. Rollins comes out, and then they just brawl. Sources say they're still out there brawling somewhere in a local Walmart or something.
Oh, you saw? I saw that tweet too. Yeah.
I mean, they're what a brawl. And then they cut to commercial mid-brawl, and I was like, hey, what? No!
And apparently it kept going on the commercial.
It kept going.
Yeah, going back to the chamber real quick, I absolutely loved Seth just going, die, die. I was like, wow, this man really just, I think he cared more about Punk not winning than him himself winning the chamber match.
I think that's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a fun feud. Like, I think I told you this last night. I love that neither of them are full-on baby faces or full-on heels. They're just two guys that hate each other.
They just hate each other, yeah.
And that's their whole shtick. They're going to fight next week in a steel cage match in Madison Square Garden, which is going to be awesome. You know that old main event.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm in favor of Seth winning.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. Madison Square Garden's the Mecca, right?
Yeah.
You tell me you're not going to have Roman Reigns at Madison Square Garden?
I think that's
probably going to happen. I think Roman Reigns is going to come in there and just wreck both of them, and we're not going to get an actual winner, in my opinion.
And then set up a
triple threat. Maybe, probably.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what they would do with Reigns if they didn't do that. I'd honestly rather not see that happen. I'd kind of rather just see a one-on-one with Seth and Punk again at Mania.
But what are you going to do with Roman Reigns?
That's the problem.
Catering?
I don't know what they would do. That's the biggest problem. So that's probably what they'll end up doing.
Let him fight Jacob Fatu. That match would actually cook.
I was about to say, that would be awesome.
That would, yeah. But yeah. I think they're setting up Jacob and Solo in some form.
I would like to see Jacob win that match in a squash if that happens, to be honest.
See, if they do that, I want Jacob to win, but I want Jacob to stay a heel.
Yeah.
If they can manage to do that. Because Jacob has to be a heel. I don't know if I could buy into a face Jacob Fatu.
He's the most over heel possible.
He's just funny.
And he's just, yeah. That's why everybody loves him. Because it's just, I love you, Solo.
He's just funny.
Although he doesn't really say that anymore.
He doesn't love Solo anymore.
Yeah, Solo always tells him that he loves him, and he never says it back.
He doesn't love Solo.
Not love Solo back.
But
anyway.
But on the Punk and Rollins front, when they're done with each other, then what? Who do they go for?
Seth maybe goes for whoever the world champion is. Punk maybe goes for either Cody or Cena, I guess.
Punk may be the champion.
Another thing that might happen. So one thing he said on Raw, he said, people seem to think I've exhausted all my WrestleMania opportunities to main event. I'm like, okay, well, what does he mean by that? Does he mean there's something we don't know about, or is he referring to the favor?
The favor.
As it is known as, or like, what could that mean? Could that mean that potentially, see, here's what I would like to see happen. I don't think they're going to do this, but I would like to see it, is if they did a little Daniel Bryan situation where, whoever wins the triple threat between Punk, Seth, and Roman gets added into the main event the next night.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to do that, but I think it would be really cool.
I kind of want to see just Cena and Cody.
That's fair. I would
be willing to bet The Rock will probably get involved.
Maybe.
Help Cena.
Rattlesnake gets involved too.
Bloodline rules without any Bloodline members.
It's Bloodline rules with no Bloodline.
With no Bloodline.
Yeah, it'll just be a regular Extreme Rules match. No DQ.
No DQ. But Punk and Rollins, if they want to do a trilogy, I'd do the Steel Cage match Monday. Then let them go Falls Count Anywhere.
Ooh.
Can you imagine them just beating each other in the parking lot?
In the parking lot of Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Dude, imagine they're just fighting on the Vegas Strip.
They're fighting in the dome.
It just lasts all night. Well, we don't know where Seth and Punk are, but we're going to go ahead and move to our next match. And then that match ends, and it's like, all right, we seem to have located Seth and Punk. Oh, they're on the Strip. Okay.
They're on a helicopter.
They're in the MGM Grand Resort. Okay, let's go there. They're just fighting in the casino.
They're on, like, a helicopter, and Seth is trying to stick Punk's head into the blades.
Now we're having too much fun.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing. I didn't notice. I noticed live Seth saying "die," but I didn't notice Cena saying "sorry" to Punk as he's like choking him out. I didn't realize that, and I was like, "Well,
that's another thing." We keep going back to John Cena, which is fine, but Seth screwed Punk over. Cena didn't. The old Cena would have gone after Seth. Cena just.
Oh, he really didn't hesitate at all. He kind of just looked and he's like, all right, I'll take it, I guess.
I mean, that should have been our first sign of heel Cena.
And see, other people have been like, now they're like, okay. Well, now that's why Cena was like, okay, I'm just going to add myself into this match. I don't need to qualify for it. Maybe a certain someone said, don't worry about it, John. I will make sure you are in that match.
Because I am a director of the board.
I'm the final boss.
The Rock doesn't use the word I.
That's true. The Rock is the final boss. I forgot. Yeah, you're right. He does not use the word I.
He does not. Some interesting news came out today on the AJ Styles front.
Ooh, I didn't even see this.
He did a radio interview somewhere, and he says he wants to retire when he turns 50. He is currently 48. So that would mean he would probably go on the AJ Styles retirement tour in 2027.
So next year we get the AJ Styles retirement tour. Or in 2027 maybe. Who knows?
I'd have to look what his birthday is.
I think his birthday is June 2nd, 2027. I think that's what I saw.
Mm.
So that will be AJ Styles' last match. That's the name of the pay-per-view.
The name? And he will fight Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. Carmelo Hayes. No, I don't want to... Dog Carmelo. I still like him.
I like Carmelo.
He's just gotten some questionable booking. But no, I think so before he turns 50, and he's 48 right now, how much longer does bro have? I think he's got, I think he can make it to 50. I mean, the injuries is kind of.
There's still guys I want to see him go on with.
Yeah.
I want to see him against heel Cena.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I want to see him.
Him and Logan actually does kind of intrigue me for Mania, assume it, because that's what it looks like they're doing.
Yeah.
That actually does kind of intrigue
me. I don't understand why they set up him and Braun and then just kind of abandoned it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
But I want to see AJ
It's looking
Styles
like they're going
Braun.
Towards Finn and Braun now, which I wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah, as long as Braun retains.
Yeah, I feel like they don't treat Finn as a star as much anymore, which I kind of get.
He needs a gimmick change.
That's
I'm tired.
The whole Judgment Day is just.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Maybe bring the demon back.
The demon got kind of buried.
The demon did get buried by Roman Reigns.
And Edge.
I thought he
won. Sorry, Cope.
I thought he won that match. Or am I remembering that?
No, Edge won.
Edge won?
Edge won. Inside Hell in a Cell.
That was 39, so that was like 4 years ago in my brain.
Yeah. That does feel like a long time ago.
I know. It was only 2 years ago. It feels like it was 40 years ago.
So much has happened. But, I mean, as far as AJ, I mean, I'd love to see him go on against Randy one more time. Kevin Owens, Psycho Kevin.
Yeah,
CM Punk.
Have we? I would say we've really never seen AJ and Punk before.
That'd be awesome.
Have we really ever seen AJ and Kevin that much?
We did when they were doing their United States Championship thing, like in 2018, where he won it off of him in a house show.
Well, I didn't see that because I was not watching.
A young Connor knew it was loving that. I'm trying to think who else.
That was during my about 4 year hiatus of wrestling, probably longer than that. But
I'd like AJ and Seth again.
Yeah, that'd be good.
AJ and Roman needs to happen again.
Yeah, AJ and Roman would be awesome.
Yeah.
The good thing with this is compared to Cena, he's got plenty of time. Even if it is only 2 years, like, you know how much you can do in 2 years with him.
Yeah,
like you can do so much with AJ Styles in 2 years. I kind of like that they moved him to Raw. I think there's more.
Yeah,
fresher.
I like that he's his
tell on Raw.
I mean, I like AJ kind of better as a heel, especially because when I think of AJ Styles, I think of the John Cena feud where it was beat up John Cena.
Oh my gosh,
which was awesome.
That was a great feud.
But I mean, I kind of like him right now. He brought back his old theme. You know, he's the same guy now. I'd like to see him go on a Gunter. Let him fight Gunter.
Ooh. Yeah.
But I mean, Jay is going to take the belt off of him.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
I want to see one
it's
more.
It's not even that I don't like Jay, but it's just so dumb that we have to do that now.
I mean, I want to see one more title run out of him.
Out of?
AJ.
AJ, yeah, me too.
Let him win the World Heavyweight Championship. Somehow.
There's not enough titles to go around. You ever thought about that? I feel like sometimes it's not a problem because sometimes there's not, like, truly a lot of main event guys in the roster. But right now, there's so many main event guys in the roster. It's just like,
that's
there's
the
not
thing,
enough titles
like,
to go around.
Like, you, even your mid-carders are main event caliber guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
LA Knight is a main event caliber guy. Sami Zayn's a main event caliber guy. Bron Breakker, he's young, but he's a main event caliber guy. He's going to be
a
problem in the future.
Low-key, what I would honestly kind of like to see is LA not beat Shinsuke and have it cost to, like, have the match get cost? What am I trying to say? Have Drew cost him the match. Goodness gracious.
Someone's got to take that belt off Nakamura, though.
I know.
He's done absolutely.
Somebody.
I've never been a fan of him.
Yeah.
But, like, this gimmick.
I have before. This one's just. Why?
I don't.
They should have let Jacob take it off of him.
Yeah. In a squash.
In a squash.
In a 30-second match.
5 seconds.
Please. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Jacob needs a mid-card run.
Yeah. Because I think if you have Drew take LA Knight out in that match and, like, cost him the match, I think it could maybe elevate LA back to, you know, those main event guys, potentially.
I would push him towards Money in the Bank.
Oh, like actually winning Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember us talking about that.
I mean, he needs that. He needs a world title run. On some level.
Yeah. I do like the last couple nights, I will say, we've gotten some unexpected booking, which I like because I feel like a lot of times in wrestling, it's hard to shock us with things. Like last night, okay, obviously it's Rhea and Io on a random Raw. Who do you think is going to win? Rhea. Io just won clean.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I think they're setting up a triple threat, but I was like, wow.
Well, whenever you texted me, whoa, in all caps, I was a little behind. I was like, okay, so Becky's probably coming back. And then Io just wins. I was like, what?
I can assure you if Becky Lynch came back, I would not be whoa-ing.
Whoa-ing.
I would not be, I would not be too excited.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, though, because I always like when we get unexpected stuff that nobody expects.
Like, I was like, wow, they did it.
I know. Yeah, I did not expect that.
Why
at
was
all.
This match not on the chamber? First of all,
yeah, I don't like that either. I don't know why it wasn't. The one thing I will say, I'm confused what they're doing with Bianca, because I assumed they were going to set up an angle to where it's going to be like Triple H and Shawn Michaels, where she's going to be right. It was me, Hunter. You know, it was me that took you out, Jade. I thought that's what they were going to set up, but apparently not. I was like, okay, Bianca wins the Elimination Chamber. This is interesting.
But here's what I think. I think Bianca's the one that took Jade out.
Oh, we just don't know it yet.
Because go back and watch. Jade comes in, Bianca takes off her jacket, ready for a fight.
Ooh, that's true.
Jade obviously thinks, I think Naomi's the scapegoat here. She didn't, I can't believe we're getting into an in-depth conversation about this, but Naomi's the scapegoat.
I was kind of confused as to why, like, why are they taking so long with this? And apparently Jade was, like, for real hurt with something, and that's why they wrote her off. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that explains why they acted like they just forgot it even happened. But, yeah, I don't know. It's the women's side of things at Mania is interesting. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I hopefully Tiffany will retain against Charlotte. I really do
not. Oh, she will.
I don't need that.
That's going to happen. Unless Charlotte Hogan decides to.
I was going to say, don't put it past him. But, yeah, I think a triple threat between her, Io, and Bianca would be cool. I like Io. She's underrated. I like her.
Yeah,
she's one of the few women that whenever I watch them wrestle, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's actually a pretty good wrestler. I hate to be that way, but like, I try sometimes. I'm just like, you know, but I do my best.
Well, we're in for quite the road to WrestleMania.
Yes, we are. We are in for.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I wasn't really that excited. About this time last week, I was like,
Filler Mania.
Well, I was excited to see, you know, who won the chamber and everything, but like we said, I could not have expected this in a million years. John Cena has turned heel in 2025.
I mean, the people on Twitter telling you they saw it coming, they are lying.
No, they're
to
not.
You. No one saw
it. Yeah, no. The last question I want to ask, because I was playing the game last night, I thought about this, and I texted you at like 12:30 at night. I said, random question. Is the AA the FU once again?
I don't think they can do that. They'll change it back to they'll keep it AA. But in my mind, it's the FU.
Yes. In my mind, when John Cena is a heel, it's the FU. But yeah, they'll probably say, turn adjustment. Although, I don't know why they couldn't do it, considering they had Cody Rhodes telling The Rock to go himself on and not even bleep it. And they posted it to all their socials unbleeped. So I don't know. They probably won't do that, but I just thought that was funny because, like, maybe it's the FU again.
A lot to think about on the John Cena front. I mean, I can't wait to see how it plays out.
I can't either. I'm Team Cena all the way.
I'm
Team Cena.
I'm Team C-Nation, too. That's
childhood. It's not that we don't like Cody. We love Cody, right? Like, we love Cody.
We love Cody.
Yeah, it's just John Cena. Come on.
Like, we love Cody. He's had a great reign, but we got to propel this story forward. And I think Cena winning number 17 at WrestleMania as a heel is the way to do that.
It's not the exact same thing, obviously, but it's kind of like, you know, Hogan and Rock at Mania 17, 18, whatever that was. Hogan came into that match as the heel, and Rock came into that match as the face, but like,
they flipped.
It's like, it's not like we don't love you, Rock. It's just, it's Hulk Hogan. Come on.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same kind of type thing. I don't know if that's going to happen with the crowd at Mania.
Real quick, when John Cena returns, whenever he comes back, new music, new entrance, are they going to cheer him or boo him?
I don't know. That's a great question. I could see,
because when The Rock turned heel, I mean, they cheered him.
Yeah.
Because it's The Rock.
Yeah, it's The Rock. I mean, last night, whenever Punk mentioned his name, it sounded like a pretty mixed reaction.
Yeah. I'd personally cheer him.
I'm going to cheer him. That's what I'm going to do. I see, part of me kind of hopes they keep his music because then we'll get to hear John Cena sucks again with some people. So
they should do kind of like The Rock does where it's his old theme. It starts out
and then just transitions into another one.
Yeah. I would like that.
Just keep Def Rebel far away. That's all I have to say.
Keep Def Rebel far away. Well, that'll do it for us here on Ring Knowers. Sorry, I forgot the name of the podcast.
It's okay.
That'll do it for us here on Ring Knowers. We'll be back with you soon on 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville Sports Network.